This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can always be part of the conversation. Whether you watch live, listen live there, you head over to the Facebook feed, because apparently we have a live Facebook feed. We can also get involved in the conversation there with people that are smarter than myself, guaranteed money. You know, and coming up in the next segment, I really think you'll enjoy this. We've got Beverly Harris coming on with us, and Beverly is with what is the name of this group? The Black Box Voting Organization. They're a nonpartisan investigative reporting group, and she's been working apparently with the FBI and others to really take a big chunk out of voter fraud. Now, the FBI wouldn't be, nobody would be looking at this if it actually didn't exist. And it does exist. We see it every year. We know it because of organizations like True to Vote, who consistently come up with more and more and more and more proof that the voter fraud takes place, and on a wide scale. We've seen videos of people stuffing ballot boxes. Our own producer here, checked a couple of stories out where people have gone to vote and somebody's already voted for them, and it's almost impossible for them to get that back, to turn it around. You know, your vote, for all intents and purposes, has been stolen. Do you understand what that means? Do you get it? Somebody died for your right to vote, not for somebody else's right to vote in your stead, in your name. It ain't cool. And it ain't right. Like I said, always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. All right. So I want to save some of that for later. Let's get to the sex robots. I've been trying to get to that for two nights. I already touched on it the other night. You can't shoot me around that thing. We are not a gun-free zone, as you can see. When the producers like a story I do, I get shot. Quick, report the robbery, the shooting. Apparently, sex robots with fully functional parts and pieces are going to arrive in the U.S. next year. Or sooner than that, I don't know. So sex robots with fully functioning stuff are going to hit the market next year. It'll cost a big chunk of change. The next generation of dolls are likely to be hyper-realistic with features never seen before. Listen, there's got to be a market for this or they wouldn't make them. You know what I'm saying here? They'll have built-in heaters, so they can, you know, have a genuine body warmth, and sensors. They can react to sensors, or they have sensors so they can react to your touch. Real dollars made. Now, check the name out of the company that's making this product. It's called the Abyss Creations. That's right. The Real Doll is made by Abyss Creations. Company based in California, of course, but haven't any other way. Founder Matt McCullen says that I want to have people actually develop an emotional attachment to not only to the robot, but to the actual character behind it. I want the person to fall in love with something that doesn't exist. Think about this. How much colder can we get? We date online. We text a breakup message. We think it's okay to Facebook our kids. Don't get me wrong. I mean, if you're halfway across the world, that's one thing. But really, what's this do? Makes you even colder and less feeling. Takes you even further away from reality. Levi, an author of Love and Sex with a Robot, said, I've no doubt that some people will find this creepy, but the arrival of sexually responsive robots will have enormous positive consequences. We've already seen rapid changes in human relationships thanks to the internet. Yes. Yeah, we don't care about people's feelings anymore. We don't care about how they look. We don't care about how we say something. The next major advance is enabling us to use our technology to have intimate encounters with technology itself. Yes, you're going to have sex with a computer. How's that fit you? Come on, think about it. Let's see if I can start this thing all over again. You got to check this out. Take a listen. Let's see if I can play this.
So takes Chris out on date nights to his local pub.
The very first time I did it, I approached Stuart and said, would you mind me bringing her? And obviously, there's no way she'd be sat there again with her boobs out or anything like that.
She has no boobs. She has rubber bumps.
She doesn't come in dressed up in raunchy underwear or this, that, or the other. She comes in very respectable. That's his partner.
She's a dummy. Listen to how they're talking about her. She comes in quite respectful. She doesn't wear any kind of like underwear or stuff like that. She's dressed well. No, he's dressed her well. You are talking about a dummy.
Fine.
He doesn't care, which is great. I think that's amazing. I think more people should be like Phil, if I'm honest.
He doesn't care. It's a dummy. What am I missing here? She's making it sound like, you know, that he's dating a woman that has some kind of rare disease. It's a dummy. He walks her around. He runs her around in a wheelchair. And he's out in public and people are looking at him like, you know, isn't that nice of him running the dummy around? And he talks about it like it's a real person.
I know she's not real, I'm not delusional. But it's really great to have someone really beautiful to just sit and look at and admire sometimes. You don't even have to touch them. They're just there. Maybe you turn your head and there she is.
Okay, this is really creeping me out. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. We got a lot coming up after the break. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on the Genesis Communications Network. Head up on our website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, a million things you can do. Find a station that's near you. And listen, if you haven't listened on your little smartphone, which that's fine if that's what you want to do, but if you're in the city a lot and we're not on the station there, you need to call the station, ask them what's wrong with them, why they're not carrying the show. And if you can't get a good answer, then send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, and I will call them and ask them what the heck is wrong with those people. It's really that simple for me. Anyhow, you know, we talk about voter fraud on the show often, and I mean often. And I love some of you far-left loons, and that's the only way I can put it. You far-left loons who love to send me emails and tell me that voter fraud doesn't exist, it doesn't happen, the numbers are so small, it's not a big deal. And I bring you back, I bring your attention back to the 500 votes by which Al Gore lost by, we'll say. Now, if you want to take that into consideration and think of how easy we see thousands of votes stolen on a regular basis. Here in Los Angeles County alone, we have 60,000 questionable votes of people who are duplicate registrations, are dead and have been dead. And one story that I followed just the other day, the guy died in 94, and he hasn't missed an election yet. I mean, go figure that one out. Anyhow, but I'm not in it every day, so I can't pretend like I know what's going on. But Bev Harris has joined us of the blackboxvoting.org. Check it out online, blackboxvoting.org. And she's working with feds on to supervise votes, to audit, to check things out, because it happens. It happens on a regular basis, and I think you're going to see it happen like crazy. First, Bev, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's good to be here.
Yeah, and give us an overview of what black box voting is and why and how people should get involved with it.
Well, yeah, we're not really an organization. Basically, I am a writer, and I have done for a couple of decades now public education and research and investigative writing about election process. I'm not partisan in any way, just concerned about making sure that the process itself has integrity. But we do some pretty amazing research. We had a film that was actually produced about, I work with a bunch of volunteers and so forth. We had a film produced about our work back in 2006, and it was produced by HBO and won an Emmy, or didn't win an Emmy, it was nominated for an Emmy. We do very credible stuff, but I gotta tell you, elections in the United States are like this big secret squirrel, you know, hide it under the bed. It's just like, it's crazy. And so when I saw Trump on TV saying he wouldn't necessarily accept the results, and everybody jumped down his throat like it was the worst and most undemocratic thing that had ever happened. Let me tell you what's undemocratic. Telling the public or a candidate that they have to accept a stated result without any ability to ever tell whether it's true or false. That's undemocratic. That's not what this country was set up to do. It used to be transparent. Now, good luck trying to prove anything about an election. Believe me, I've tried. I've been out in the field for 10 years, wow, visiting and basically just trying to authenticate whether the stuff they said was true or false.
I'm always amazed by this. I'm always amazed when you bring back proof, when you show people what's been going on. You know, there's been people arrested and put in jail. They have voted illegally 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 times. And then, you know, my understanding is the way the laws are written, too, is that somebody has to know what they're doing is wrong. Somebody has to know that voting multiple times. I'm thinking to myself, seriously? Somebody actually has to fess up that they went in?
I'd like to redirect you on that one.
Go ahead.
When you talk about a dead guy voting, okay, the problem is a different problem than you think, but it's also a much bigger problem in scale. When you have all this absentee and vote by mail, nobody knows, nobody sees the person, you know, walk into the polling place.
Right.
So you can cast tens of thousands of ballots, an insider can, using the names of people on the list who are irregular or voters who just don't vote very often. Well, so let's say you put in 1,000 votes for people who don't vote very often. Well, one or two of those people might not vote very often because they're dead and you didn't know it. So when you see a dead person voting, it probably represents another 1,000 people who got stuffed in. The dead guy is just, they didn't know he was dead, so that, you know, but they pick what they do. They have voter history lists. And on these lists, it shows whether the people have voted or not in recent elections. And so they just take the people who don't very often vote and vote for them.
Yeah, you know, we
vote by mail.
We have witnessed and seen, even from a poll level, here in California, I think it's the same across the country, but I can only speak about what's local to me, is we've seen people go into these polls and check and see who has voted and hasn't voted, and you watch them write a list down, and then within about 10 minutes or so, you see a van pull up, 5 or 6 people get out of the van, they go in, they vote, and that van has been seen at several different polling places, you know.
Well,
we monitor,
you know what?
This,
in my experience, that's an urban legend. So you and I can differ on that. Somebody show me a videotape of the van, and I might be more impressed.
Now,
there is documented evidence of poll workers checking through the list to see who's voted and then casting votes in their name during lunch hour. But these are inside jobs. They're not a bunch of people in a van, in my experience. And nobody that I've known has ever shown a videotape of this so-called van. And it's important to me that we get this right, because insiders, who are the ones who usually perpetrate this stuff, have access in Los Angeles to 6 million voter records.
But let me back you. Let me back you up for a second.
Insiders, and they're messing up. It's not about a van with 12 people in it. It's about an insider who has access to 6 million records.
Right, Bev. I understand what you're saying, but then what ends up happening is you end up turning people off to even wanting to talk about it. And the poll workers that I'm talking about, when we're sitting around Republican headquarters tonight, and they're trying to wind up their night, and they start telling each other, you know, what went down, something they saw they didn't like, and you have two people there say, wait a minute, there's something happened over where I was at. There was a van that pulled up and a bunch of people got out. I didn't think anything of it. I just thought it was one of those vans that picked people up.
Didn't get a video of it. No, so, I'm kind of not going there until somebody gets a video.
Okay.
With all the cell phone video we have now, the fact that I keep hearing this and nobody has taken a video of it, I don't believe it.
Doesn't make sense to me either.
Video. Listen to me. Everything I do, I document with either records or video. I get interested when I see, as I did in Shelby County, Tennessee, there were 3,200 more votes than voters. Yeah. But in that case, it was almost certain that they were put in there, pre-voted by insiders. Now, the insider can be a poll worker, but the people with the most inside access actually in California are the ballot printing firms. Because in California, 70% of your votes are vote by mail. 70.
Right.
Now, the ballot printers have complete access to the database, the voter history of the people, the voter IDs, the where they live, the signatures of the voters for signature verification.
Right,
they've got the whole ball of wax.
We're going to a break.
Sure.
I'm Jeremy Senior.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a minute. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We use
these cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I want to get right back to it. We're talking about voter fraud, potential for voter fraud, and even voter fraud that has taken place in the past. Bev Harris joins me of Black Box Voting. Head out there and check it out. It's blackboxvoting.org. And they're working with the feds on, you know, supervising the votes, audits, and that kind of stuff. And voter election, you know, when you look at what goes on, all the little things that you can look for, and one of the things she's pounding me on, and she's right, which is you need to get it on video. You need to actually take a recording of it. Otherwise, it's just you telling somebody what you think you saw, you know, and they're going to ask you if you've been drinking or smoking dope or whatever, and the whole nine yards. You just never know unless you actually have it on video. Bev, thanks for joining me today. Appreciate your time with me.
Oh, well, great. Yeah. You know, and by the way, with getting it on video, we caught someone on video in Ohio, and they were supposed to do a random spot check of the votes, which you do in Los Angeles and in California. And they brought out all the ballots pre-sorted, you know, and it was like clear that somebody had done something before they ever brought them out. And they said, well, how did you select these random precincts? And they said, well, our random is our random, and we always choose them ourselves ahead of time. Well, that was on tape, and the two people who did that got convicted and sentenced to a year and a half in prison for rigging it. So, I mean, this is, when you capture video of it, actually consequences can actually happen. This attorney said he could not have brought the case except for the video.
Yeah, and you're right on that. I mean, it doesn't take today. Everybody's got a cell phone. Everybody's got a smartphone.
Right.
Everybody got something they can just whip out and show. Or you know, take
yes.
a video of. So it is not that hard, and we need to do it. We need to be diligent about it. We need to be ready for it, especially, you know, if we're going out
yeah.
and looking at that kind of thing. So,
yeah, I mean, you can't videotape voters voting because you're not supposed to impede their privacy, but you can certainly videotape the public part of the process, which also includes, you know, people coming in to vote. That's public. You're supposed to be able to see the actual warm body, which is why the vote by mail is so bad. Imagine having a banking system where you could just mail in and open a bank account without actually ever identifying yourself. I mean, that would not happen because you'd have money laundering all over the globe if you did that stuff. You have to show up and physically sign something, which gets me to the next step on what you can do about all this vote by mail fraud, which I think there's a tremendous amount of. You know, what they need to do, and there are people who are pushing for this already in California, is, you know, people in California have been told, they go to the polling place and they're told they already voted.
Yep.
And they never got a ballot and they never asked to vote, but vote by mail. So here's the deal. It needs to be that if that happens, any vote by mail ballot is automatically canceled. You don't have to vote provisionally. The fact that you are there physically signing it needs to trump or just overwrite whatever somebody says they did in your name, invisibly without a real body there. That's one thing. It's like, fine, if you're going to vote for all these people, be watch out because they can show up at the polls and whatever they do at the polling place with a real signature as a real and a real human being is going to just overwrite and throw out that ballot that was stuck into the pool using their name. That's an important reform that needs to be done because vote by mail is wide open for tampering.
And it's done on a regular basis. You know, again, we know of people. We had a problem. We had a problem in the primaries here, and working with a local Republican headquarters, we had found out that people had been switched from Republican, who had voted Republican all their life, to DTS, which did not allow them to vote in the primary. They could only vote.
That's right. In Riverside County, the DA down there actually reported it to the feds and said our voter database was hacked and adjusted and they changed. Somebody went in and literally changed people's parties so that when they tried to vote, they couldn't vote. And the same thing happens when people show up to vote at the polling place and are told they already voted. This is not like, oh, you accidentally forgot you got an absentee ballot. This is somebody voted for you. This is serious. Somebody basically did identity theft to vote in your name and hoped that you would never show up to vote.
Well, yeah, and I'll tell you what, again, when you see these people or you talk to these people who say, and there's no way to switch it. Here in California, you can't even go down to the county recorder's office and say, look, I didn't vote. That's not my vote. Here's my license. Here's me for real. Can I just vote again here to have my vote count? They won't do it. They'll just tell you flat out no.
Yeah, it's the bottom line is it has to change so that a real person who is actually signing their name in person has to be taken in preference over something that somebody says showed up in the mail. We didn't even know if it showed up in the mail. It could have been just the ballot printer, as I say, who ran off, you know, an extra 100,000 of them and just handed them over. I mean, you don't even know where the ballots came from. And the other thing about vote by mail is you don't even know if all of them were counted. You know, before we started, we were talking about the guy who runs elections in Los Angeles County, Dean Logan.
Yep.
Well, he was previously running elections in King County, Washington, which is a jurisdiction with about 1.5 million voters. There was a very controversial governor's race, and there was a series of recounts. And Dean Logan is kind of a friendly to Democrats. I don't care which party is which, but that's just, you know, the background of him.
Yep.
And whenever the Republican candidate would start to pull ahead in the recount, Dean Logan found more bags of ballots, and then it was put back. He did this not once, not twice, but four times, and was continuing to find bags of ballots 4 months after the election. And this is what happens when you have vote by mail, folks.
Yeah, what we do is, in case we're out of town, we do get an absentee ballot, but we take our ballot down to the poll. And surrender it there and vote for real. God forbid we're going to be out of town. I don't want to be that guy that goes, we have to leave now, but we need to vote. I don't want to do that. So we leave ourselves the option.
Yeah.
But you tell people, you go down and do it.
And you have to remember that if you have an absentee ballot sent to you, you have to surrender it in California.
Wow.
Because there's a lot of people that kind of get hoodwinked on that. But, you know, the bottom line is there has to be accountability. Another thing I found in California is I participated with a candidate, a minor candidate for president, in requesting an accounting of who voted and who didn't vote in the primary last June. And one of the things which surprised me very much, now California has a huge, disproportionate, crazy number of provisional ballots. These are ballots when somebody goes to the polling place and they say, well, we think you already voted, or we don't know if you're on the list, and you fill it out and they check later and you don't know whatever happened. Well,
that's right.
One of the things we found, they had hundreds of thousands of those, is that in California, they stated to us, they don't ever need to account for those. Because we wanted to know, okay, that's fine. Of those provisional ballots, we want to know who voted, who got provisional ballots, and which ones were counted and which ones weren't, and, you know, stuff like that. Because they have to account for this is a basic accounting. And they said, well, we don't need to account. And, in fact, it's against the law for us to account for our provisionals. Well, now there's an opening you can drive a Mack truck through, because they have, to give you an idea, provisional ballots are usually like 0.1% of the votes in most places. Like, I'll go to a place that has 600,000 voters and they'll have like five, you know, those. California has like hundreds of thousands of these things. And to say, well, they don't need to account for them, it's just one of those areas where we need to get tougher and we need to raise the bar. Elections have to be public and they have to be accountable. And they keep telling us we need to be confident in elections.
Well, Bev, you know, you've got to admit,
confidence,
people,
is different than accountability.
Yeah, people,
you know,
are getting their point.
Without accountability is ridiculous. You're just being a chump.
Yeah. Well, you know, people are getting to the point where they're not really believing what they're seeing on the votes. They feel like they've been robbed a lot of times. You can't.
Yeah, yeah.
There aren't many people that feel like it was good, solid, and everything's cool. Because then you start hearing, like I say, you start hearing those stories when you have a precinct where 108% of the people vote. You go, wait a minute, how's that possible? It can't happen.
Exactly.
Hey, somebody
exactly.
asked.
It can't happen.
Somebody asked me a question. What? Why is the color significant? You brought up in your conversation. You said, and they change colors. Why is the color significant?
Oh. Well, you know, this is in the South, and this goes back to the Civil Rights era, where they originally would register people and identify their race on their registration so that they could determine if a vote suppression tactic was targeted only at a particular minority group. That's not done in the West, but that's done there. And what I was mentioning to you during the break is that I got a bunch of these voter databases, and I kind of, it was like I get the same voter database from 2006, 7, 8, 9, and compare them up against each other.
Hold that thought.
And they were changing people's races.
Wow, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a second. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We're talking about voter fraud with Bev Harris. Don't go far. We'll be back in a minute.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Hey, we're going in. We're going in. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You can check us out. Well, check us out at the website, therealside.com. That's therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the polls. A bunch of things you can do up there. And really get involved in the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Beverly, Bev Harris joins us of blackboxvoting.org. That's blackboxvoting.org. You can find a lot of documentation, a lot of stories up there on voter fraud, how to fight it, what to look for, that kind of thing. And again, Beverly, thanks for being with me today.
Oh, very good. And by the way, I call it election fraud because it's quite a bit broader than the voter themselves. I really look pretty doggone hard at anybody who's got inside access because they can influence so single-handedly and without detection millions of votes, literally.
Let me ask you a question. So you like to push away.
Where you look.
Yeah, you like to push away all the crazy stuff. I mean, I see these stories flying all over the place on how Soros owns the company that makes the machines that supply, you know, 50% of the states here in the United States. Do you know of his connection? Are you familiar with his connection?
It's got a couple buffers and arm's lengths, and it's not 50%. But actually, there's a video that we have up right now called Fraction Magic, and it's not about that topic, but it has a map, a color-coded map of which systems are where. Dominion is the one that he's kind of associated with through a buffer that's two arms lengths away, but that's kind of how they do it too.
Right.
And it counts 25% of the votes. It's still a big chunk and it's still all over the place. The one that's the big granddaddy is Election Systems and Software. They count about 60% of the votes.
Wow. And is that the other one that he has an affiliation with?
No, he just has, no. The only thing that I can find even a remote connection is with a company called Dominion. And the Election Systems and Software, though, its former CEO and one of the major stockholders was Chuck Hagel, who became Secretary of Defense. I mean, that's kind of interesting, too. It kind of makes you go,
Well,
why does the Department of Defense, okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, the industry itself, and then Hardinger Civic is the third big one. There's three big ones. And they got purchased in 2012. And, again, it's another of those couple of buffers, couple of arm's lengths. But Mitt Romney's Sons LLC's investment group bought that other big voting company.
Yeah, you
know. And some people say, well, what, it wasn't Mitt Romney. Well, yeah, but it was, you know, why do we have any connection at all?
I agree with you. Keep it as clean as you can. You know, I was in the computer world, the technology world, and I don't mean the home computer world. I mean large businesses, and I've never trusted computers. I've always said, I don't want to vote by computer. I want to vote with a piece of paper that I can see what the result is afterward. And I'm okay with computers, but not for voting. There's too many doors there.
Well, and let me tell you how technology, this is a really exciting new development. Okay, first of all, you should never trust anything that someone just gives you from a report from a computer, as you mentioned. But now the new voting machines take a picture of every ballot. And they keep it as an electronic ballot image, or it's basically a TIFF file or a PNG. It's just an image file. And you can, under public records law, get all of those on a thumb drive. And think about that. This is a use, not that they can't be changed, but when we've done hacking experiments, we found that they were, it was way more complicated to try to change all the ballot images than to just change the totals, right?
Yeah.
And so, so these things are in the machines right now. The law is already on the books that says this, any member of the person can have all of them because they are public record and they fall under freedom of information law. And it doesn't even cost much. The cost of a thumb drive and $25 for their half hour to go download them for you. Those things, in my opinion, should be released on the web on election night. So everybody could see everything. You know, there's a word for that now, the modern word, crowdsourcing. Everybody should be able to check everything. Why not? Humboldt County, California did this.
Did
and they put all the ballot images on the web. And guess what happened? A bunch of their citizens checked them and found out that the machines had miscounted.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, miscounted in a significant way. And so, you know, this is the kind of stuff. Now, there's one additional step because, yes, you could, you could go after those ballot images and alter them. But in Arizona, there's a guy who's working on this very simple, kind of really big solution to a large problem. He's basically saying, we want to see all the ballot images. All the ballot images, there should be just a regular number, serial number, unique number on every ballot. Doesn't tie to the voter, just a serial number.
Right.
And when it takes a picture of that, then we also need to be able to, if we want to, go inspect the actual ballot and match up the serial numbers to see that the thing that's the real physical thing has the same information as that image. That is almost game, set, match when it comes to manipulating computer counts. Because it would be, believe me, I've been out there doing this stuff, it would be extremely difficult to, in a substantial way, manipulate all the electronic ballot images with matching serial numbers and at the same time manipulate the paper ballots.
Yeah.
really tough to do. And so simple, because all of this stuff is actually already possible, already in the system. The law is already there. They just have to stop blocking.
Well, they have to want to do it. They have to want to have an honest and decent outcome.
Yes.
Sorry.
Because I'd like to tell you, when this guy in Arizona asked to see the ballot images, what did they say? Well, we destroy them every day. What? So he went to court and got a judge to issue a temporary restraining order saying, you can't destroy those. Those are a federal record. And so they said, well, but then we're going to disable the function. You know,
wow.
Well, pretty much when you get to that, yes, so you document it. If they're doing stuff like that, I think it's pretty much,
it's like a defiant teenager.
OJ driving
down the
freeway.
Yeah, it's like a defiant teenager, right? It's like a defiant teenager. You won't let me out?
Oh, yeah.
I'll go out the window.
What do you think? What are they using? Next they're going to say, well, we use bleach bit and a hammer. We have to get rid of these things. Come on. These are basic fundamental audit records. They're in there for that reason.
Yeah.
And for them to be in there disabling it or destroying it is probably, it's certainly a violation of federal law. So there's a little bit of that kind of pushback. And to me, that simply tells you where the corruption is.
So, Bev, a couple of quick questions because we're going to run out of time, but I want to get to these, you've been doing this for how long now?
Since 2002.
Okay. So it's a little while. I haven't been doing it for 6 months. You've been doing this
for
a while, right? And people are going to say, it's so small, it's so minor, it's not a big deal, it doesn't change the outcome of any elections.
Uh-huh.
This is what I want to hear it from you. Where has it changed, or it does change outcomes of elections, and it's a lot bigger than we know, right?
Yeah, here's what happened. This stuff bubbled up from the local level. There is only one presidential election every 4 years. But imagine that you are kind of one of these creepy guys who's a political operative and you want to sell your services to sort of manipulate the election, which there are some people like that.
Sure.
You're not going to go for the presidential election once every 4 years. You wouldn't get a paycheck very often. There are 100,000 small local elections every single year. And those small elections control hundreds of billions of dollars in tax allocations for, they want to build a stadium. They've got some sort of water thing that they're going to be doing. They've got something that's a bond issue. They want to build some rapid transit. Big contracts involved with that, right? So the original idea of having an infrastructure in there that was open for business to be able to put a thumb on the scale of an election bubbled up locally and has to do with nothing more exciting than money.
Isn't it all about money? To a big degree, it's about how
much.
come on.
Yeah, but that said, if you have a presidential election, and so there isn't sort of this one size, one guy in a castle doing this. There's this sort of network of local jobbers, and some of these guys are like little subcontractors. They work out of their home. Some of them are really kind of dodgy guys with criminal records, And this has been one of my projects is to identify some of these people. And so there is an infrastructure in place. And I really think that when they talk about having a good ground game, part of the good ground game means knowing how to access some of those local fixers.
Yep. Yeah, hey.
This makes sense when you think about it, right?
Yes.
When people ask me if I'm a conspiracy theorist, I say absolutely in the RICO sense. A conspiracy case is a racketeering case.
Yeah.
Nothing more, nothing less. Mm. Absolutely. This is about racketeering. It started at the local level, and it's got kind of an infrastructure happening now. And, there's a lot of people that want to keep it, exactly where it is because they want to be able to control outcomes.
Yeah, I agree with you. Let's just tell, we're up in the last 40 seconds. Tell people quickly what they can do, what they can look for, and then how they check out your website.
Blackboxvoting.org, and what they can do that's most important at this stage in time is start getting the precedent in place to get all of the ballot images, all of them. You can get the entire election for a million people on a thumb drive.
Yeah.
I think that's what we need to start with.
Okay. I agree with you. You got to do, and I tell people that all the time, you got to do something. You can't just sit on the couch and complain about it. It gets you absolutely nowhere. Again, Bev, thanks for being with me tonight. I do appreciate your time with me.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Bev Harris of blackboxvoting.org, and head over there, blackboxvoting.org. You'll get informed. You'll know what's going on. You'll have a clue as to what to do. You do want a clue, right? Seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot coming up in the next hour. Yeah. We're going to start off with why Christians need to get off their knees and get off their butt and go vote. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.